It's 10 o'clock. I'm Rebecca Curran. Police say three people are missing after an emergency helicopter ditching west of Shetland. 16 passengers and two crew were travelling on the Eurocopter L2 aircraft, which was heading to Sumburgh Airport when it lost contact with air traffic control at around 20 past six. The Maritime Coast Guard helicopter from Sumburgh is at the scene, along with other rescue services. A spokesman for the Coast Guard said there were 18 people on board. 15 have been recovered. There is still an ongoing search and rescue mission for the three missing. Meanwhile, a Northlink ferry travelling between Shetland and Aberdeen was diverted to the scene. A spokesman from the company confirmed to North Sound the ferry is full of passengers and received the call to help just after 7 o'clock. Lewis Anderson is a passenger on board.
A bit of wind, so there's a few waves here and there, and the mist has actually come down quite a lot. You know, we couldn't really see the nearer 7 o'clock when we were first called in. Starting to get quite dark, and I think it'll be pretty difficult to try and find anyone. We've currently just been going around Sumburgh Head. There's been a few boats that have been called in to try and help with the search, and the tanner in the boats just come on and said that the Coast Guard, Shetland Coast Guard, has just given us the all clear that we're to head back south, and there's no information whether the three have been found or anything like that.
MSP for Shetland, Tavish Scott, joins us now.
The oil industry has been such a major part of Shetland since the 1970s and will be here for many decades to come.
Now, this isn't the first incident of this kind involving a Super Puma. Finlay Duncan joins me now.
Yes, Rebecca, this comes 4 years after a Super Puma crash of another L2 model in which 16 men were killed. Just today, in fact, relatives of those men broke their silence on the fact that a fatal accident inquiry into the crash, due to take place in October, has been postponed until January. Nora Edwards from Liverpool lost her son James in the 2009 crash. She explains how she feels about the latest setback to their fight.
Devastated, just devastated, because, again, it's a lack of feeling for us, for our men that died, the 16 men. It's like, it was nothing. And I don't want to talk about myself, really. It's my son. It happened to him. He has a good life, two children and a wife, and a mum and dad who loved him, and he's been taken away. And at the end of the day, I want answers to my questions.
And of course, a different model of Super Puma, the EC225, only just returned to service because of two ditchings last year. Thankfully, in those incidents, everyone on board was safe and well.
Thanks, Finlay. And CHC has just confirmed a helpline has been set up for concerned relatives. It's 01224 296 866. That's 01224 296 866. Stay tuned for regular updates throughout this evening.